Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist, and thank you for joining our program for the power of the superconscious mind. I'm a certified hypnotherapist and have been for more than 18 years. I'm a past mental health specialist, which I resigned from the state of Illinois at the Department of Mental Health in 1993 to open my own offices and work full-time in hypnotherapy, which I now travel nearly anywhere, so far just in the USA, working with small to large groups across the country. We are doing a 12-part program on mastering the mind, and tonight is part two of the 12-part program. We were not able to actually finish, but there's just a little bit from part one that we got cut off in time, but before we do that, I think we will review just what it was that we did last week. We talked about in the very first show, and the number one, was to create the life that you desire to be, to have, and to do whatever it is that you really want. You have to start by changing your thinking. And we talked about the different things that you can do to change your thinking, but one needs to really, truly understand the thought process and how the thought process works, and also the universal laws, which we did not really talk too much about, but we're going to talk about that tonight. And you do need to understand the thought process and how the thinking works so that you can better control it, and which will lead you on to creating the life that you really want instead of the one that you do not want. One of the things that we talked about doing to change your thinking was to put up signs. You know, like when you go on a road trip, don't you have to look at the signs to keep you focused? So you know where you're going, you follow the signs, and then you get where you want to go. Well, when you want to change any area of your life, I suggest that you start posting up signs like a road trip. And post these signs through your home, your car, work, on the bathroom mirror, in your garage, wherever. Wherever it is that you go, post the signs and just start with one or two goals. When you first start this, I would not suggest that you have a big long list of 14 things that you want to achieve or reach or things that you desire. Just start with one or two things. Keep this really simple. Let's just say, for example, that you want to change your health. You have a health issue. You want to improve your health. Then post some affirmations. Signs like on your bathroom mirror, the first thing that you see in the morning is every day in every way, I am feeling better and better and stronger and healthier and healthier. If you have a concern or a worry about your heart, for example, one of your signs that you post along your path through your day of life, you might put something like, I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart now. Whatever your affirmation is, be sure that you keep it in the present tense as if it's already happening, not ever as if it's going to happen or you want it to happen. Because if you want it to happen, you're always going to want it to happen. So you state it in the present tense as if it is already happening. We talked about the power of the superconscious mind and how it never shuts down any more than what the heart does. And we talked about the difference last week between man, which is really basically only mental, like the difference between Mother Teresa and Charles Manson, for example. Okay, we know that there's a difference physically, of course, but I'm talking about man, who he is, and what makes him who he is, or what he has, or how his life is. It's basically, it's only mental, and that's all that there really is. The only real difference between man is the mind. We're going to talk more about these universal laws, and I just touched on them briefly last week because it's very important that you understand some of the universal laws and are able to not only just understand them, but you need to learn to implement them into your lives. And the universal laws are actually based on absolute scientific proof. They're immutable. They work without fail. They work whether you want to accept it or not. They work whether you want to acknowledge it or not. They're always working. Just as simply as, for example, gravity. That's a universal law. The law of gravity. What goes up must come down. However, there are 12 very basic, the 12 most important laws. There's 12 universal laws are the most important. There's like 21 sub-universal laws. But basically, there are 6 or 7 that you need to really understand, truly understand, and be able to implement them so that you can actually improve your life. If you really want to live a life of abundance, live life more abundantly, have joy, peace, love, and harmony in your life, you're going to have to learn the laws and understand them. We'll go into those more later. Last week, we did talk about everything that is in existence is energy. The mind is pure energy. The mind is the spiritual part of you, and it is energy, and it is your godhood. The mind is the spiritual part of you. It is a very, very powerful force of energy, but it is the spiritual part of you, and in that spiritual part of you are the cells, which all the cells in our body have its own intelligence, and so therefore, everything that we think, our words, our feelings, are actually manifesting into our physical body. So all health issues, whether it's illness, diseases, injuries, they're all mind, body, spiritual related. And we're going to talk about how to use that thought process and how you can literally change any part of your life, any area of your life. And I'm hoping my voice holds up because I think I'm losing my voice. I've been a little hoarse today, getting worse as the day goes on. You can change any area of your life when you learn to change your thought process, whether it be finances, health, relationships, emotional, spiritual, whatever you want to change, you can. We talk attitude and how our entire environment, circumstances, everything that goes on around us is based on our attitude. Attitude is extremely important. It can break a nation. It can break a relationship. So attitude is very important, and it is the one thing that we have control over. I talked about a couple of exercises I asked you to implement into your life. One of the exercises, I asked you to simply put a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you have a negative thought or say a negative word, snap it, and snap it hard. It will break your bad habit of thinking negatively. It can change your life. And be sure and tell everyone when you're around, no matter who you're around, be sure and tell them why you're wearing the rubber band and what you're wearing it for. And just in case that you forget to snap it, let them know that they can snap it one time if you should say anything negative. So that rubber band is really very important. It sounds like a very simple thing to do and silly, but it's powerful. It's a very powerful thing to do. The other exercise I asked you was what we just talked about a little bit, was to put post signs along your path, your journey, to your daily journey, whether wherever it is that you go, whether you stay home through all the rooms of your house, or if you go to work and through your house, through your garage, bathroom, your car, your work, post signs that guide you and keep you focused to reaching the goal or desire, whatever it is that you so desire. When I say desire, I don't mean it's just wishful thinking. I mean it is something that you really, truly want. You have a burning desire. You will not take no for an answer. You will not be happy until you achieve it, until you get it, you get there. Those are real desires of things that you really want, and they're really achievable. Wishful thinking is like, well, yeah, I'd like to, you know, win $1 billion. Well, can you really believe it? Because whatever the mind can believe and conceive, it will achieve. So if you don't have any intentions of doing anything different than what you're presently doing, and you hope to win $1 billion, but deep down of you, inside of you, you know that that's probably not going to happen, and it probably never will. Whatever it is your desire is going to be, whatever your goal is, whatever it is that you really want, something you need, you want it because you have a burning desire. You know you can get it. You know you can achieve it if you had all the right resources. Well, when you state a goal or a desire, something that you really, really, really want, you think about it day in and day out. You think about it frequently. You imagine it. Then that's the beginning of a burning desire. It's not just wishful thinking, oh, yeah, I thought about that one time. It's something that you really, truly want. We're going to teach you how to put that into effect to reach that actual goal. So you start with posting your signs along the path of life, and you might have affirmations. So if it's a new car, then I would suggest that you get some pictures of that new car, maybe even get a car scent. You know, you can get the new car scent. You hang in your car and imagine what that new car is going to smell like, what it's going to feel like, what it's going to drive like. You might put pictures along the way. Imagine driving it. You can start telling your story to people that you're planning on getting a new car, even though you have absolutely no idea how you're going to pay for it, how you're going to afford it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. You don't worry about how the money's going to come or where it's going to come from. You just focus on your goal, because the universe, as people say, God works miracles. Let's say it's something, for example, that you want to improve your health. Then you might have an affirmation on one of your post signs that you post. Might be the first thing in the bathroom. It's every day in every way I am getting better and better, stronger and stronger, and healthier, so on, things like that. But then let's say you have a worry about your heart, so you might have something like that. I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart now. You can have a sign there that says that. Another one that I didn't mention earlier, which I want to add in here, is a really good one, and I think I got this out of Think and Grow Rich, maybe. It was actually based on a story about a boy who was born with severe deformities, and by the time he was 13 years old, he could not walk. He could only kind of scoot and crawl around on the floor. And at 13 years old, his dad went to his doctor and said, what would you do if he was your boy? And he gave him this suggestion to say this affirmation. This affirmation says, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. Now remember I told you last week, when you say these affirmations, you don't just say, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. You say it with real feeling, with emotion. You say it like you mean it, with all your heart. Even if you're saying it silently in your mind, if you're doing it when you're lying in bed and saying it silently in your mind or whatever, you're going to say, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. Now, if you say this affirmation over and over, and you're in a nice, relaxed state, you reach that altered state, you will notice a sensation of change going on in your body. And I have done this, and I actually do notice a sensation that there is a feeling of change going on in the body. This 13-year-old boy used this affirmation to say this repeatedly. That's what he filled his idle mind with. He had a very good mind, but when he did not need to think or listen to someone else, he used this affirmation repeatedly. And over time, his body was no longer deformed at all. He became a very perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy individual. And it did change his body completely. So I would strongly suggest putting that in if you have any health issues, one of your post signs that you want to add in there. Okay, let's go back and finish part one where we left off last week. Then we're going to go into some of the universal laws. And I'm just going to talk about three of the universal laws. I'm going to try to get through as much as I can tonight before my voice gets out on me. But the universal laws are so important. Last week we were talking about how everything in your world, your outside world outside of you, the world without, is nothing but a mere reflection of your world within. Your environment, everything outside of you, starts within you. Some of you don't believe it, but it's a fact, it's true, and we're going to talk about that more in detail and how, why do some people go through, receive undesirable things when they're really focused on things that they desire, because even if you have something undesirable come into your life, it may be the thing that has to change the path of your life to get you to where it is that you want to go. Sometimes we don't feel like we're in control, and most people are not, but when you learn to control your life and be the creator of your life that you desire, when you feel like you're not in control, it's an illusion, basically, because when we receive the things that we don't desire, it's really taking us down the path of getting what it is that we do desire. Does that make sense? Sometimes we don't feel like, oh gosh, this is just awful. I cannot believe this is happening to me. But in time, when you've ever really thought that and believed that, didn't you look back later in time and think, that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. I'm so glad that happened because of that, this is the way my life is today. And people most commonly say that. That's probably the most common thing in a relationship. When they're heartbroken, I can't believe they left me. I can't believe this has happened. But yet, you look back in time, like, oh my gosh, my life is so much better now. I really wasn't as happy as I thought I was, and now I'm really happy. So this relationship, a broken relationship, is probably one of the most common things you'll hear that reflects upon that. The world within is the practical world in which men and women of power generate courage, hope, enthusiasm, confidence, trust, and faith, by which they're given this intelligence to see the vision and then practice the skill to make that vision real. And you need to know, too, that all possessions are based on consciousness. All gain is the result of an accumulative consciousness, and all loss is the result of a scattered consciousness. Is any of you relating to any of this yet? Okay. One big misconception I know that a lot of people have, because I do a lot of hypnosis, and people think that the mind is in the head, and the mind is not. The brain is in the head. The brain is the organ of the mind that we have. The brain is the organ of the mind, and the cerebral spinal system of nerves puts us in conscious communication with every part of the body. There is an intelligence in every cell of our being. The system of nerves responds to every sensation of light, heat, odor, sound, and taste. And we are related to the world without by the objective mind. When this mind thinks correctly and understands truth, when the thoughts sent through the cerebral spinal nervous system to the body are constructive, then those sensations are pleasant, harmonious emotions creating harmony. We build strength, vitality, and constructive forces into our own body. And at the same time, this objective mind can also cause distress, sickness, lack, limitation, and every form of discord that comes into our lives. So our thought process is actually a choice. And it is through this objective mind and wrong thinking that we are related to all the destructive forces. We are directly related to the world by the super conscious mind. The solar plexus, I want you to understand this, the solar plexus is the organ of the mind. It's The solar plexus is actually one of the main energy centers within us. And the sympathetic, which I know you've studied this when you were even in grade school in science, the sympathetic system of nerves presides over all subjective sensations such as joy, fear, love, respiration, imagination, and all the other what we call subconscious phenomena. We are directly connected through our superconscious mind with the universal mind, or we call it God. We call a man is a man, and because he's a man, we might refer to his manhood. Well, our superconscious mind, as some of you will recognize it more commonly as the subconscious mind, the subconscious mind is really not what we call a politically correct term any longer, because subconscious is what we once referred to as something down under. And we've come to realize that the subconscious mind is our higher self. It is the higher consciousness, or now more commonly referred to as the superconscious mind. That superconscious mind is the spiritual part of us. And that spiritual part of us is really what we call our Godhood. The spiritual mind is a direct connection to God, or if you don't want to refer to it as God, some people refer to it as the universal mind. There is one power within all of the universes, and that is that one power is the universal power, which is the universal mind, or we call God, and that God is directly related to and part of our higher conscious mind or our superconsciousness. I'm trying to get this understood. Some things are very difficult to explain. That superconscious is our Godhood, and it is a direct connection and is a part of God. Did I get that across or not? It is the coordination of these two centers of our being and the understanding of the functions, which is the secret, the greatest secret of life. What does this mean? Well, it means that you can understand that if you can understand what I'm saying, you'll realize that you can communicate your needs and wants daily, being the co-creator of your life. Instead of living by default, you need to understand that you are the creator of your life. Everything in your life, everything that you have, everything that you do, everything that you are starts within yourself. Everything outside of you is a reflection of what is inside of you. Everything that has ever been created in this world started with a thought. And that thought comes from down deep within, which is the higher consciousness. I think, we're going to go into, we're going to talk about these universal laws, because these universal laws, once you understand, you can learn to implement them, and once you learn to implement them, you're going to find that your life is going to change for the better. And you can live life more abundantly, and you'll learn to have a deeper insight into life. One of the things, one of the universal laws I'm really going to push here, and when I bring this up, I get I get a big old scowl on the front of one's face and tries to explain some things to me why they don't want to live with this one universal law. But there is a law called the law of forgiveness. And because this law of forgiveness is so extremely powerful that I actually implement it in most of my hypnosis anymore, because you cannot really evolve when you hold a grudge against someone or have ill will or hate something or someone. You know, it doesn't really matter what has happened to you in your life. It just doesn't matter what happens that's nearly as important as how you treat what happens to you. But the law of forgiveness can literally change your life so much that when you hold grudges or hate against someone, then all kinds of things happen. You can create blockages in your electrical field, or blockages in your energy field, or energy system, or electrical system, which can cause health problems. And when someone has two very strong emotions that they carry on, you know, when you put certain things together in a bowl, if you're going to have a recipe to make a cake, you put those things in a bowl, you stir it up, you throw it in the oven, and you're going to come out with a cake. Well, with emotions, you put two emotions together, which is anger and hate, and it equals cancer. And I'm 54 years old, and I've known this for so many years, for most of my life, that any person that has cancer, if you really get to know that person, you're going to find something there that they've hung on to. And most people are emotional pack rats anyway. They pack all those emotions and then hang on to them. But when a person has cancer, there's something that's happened in their life somewhere along the way that they've held this anger and hate, and they just can't forgive. They can't let it go. Well, to let something go can be something as simple as a prayer and just asking God to help you to let it go, to clear it out. Or you can do the EFT, the Emotional Freedom Technique, which is a manual acupuncture that you can do upon yourself. You can Google EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, and learn to do that. But that is a real subtle thing to do, but it's really very, very powerful. And when you do it, you actually say the words and you're letting go things that you're been hanging on to. When a person really understands how the mind works, you're going to understand that even though you say, well, I don't ever think about that, and so I haven't thought about that for years, so that can't be the reason, but this is actually what happens. The mind is like a computer. And you open up that window, and it might be something that happened one day in your life, or over a period of time, but something happened that upset you so much, and then you were so full of anger or hate. And life went on, and they say time heals, and it does to a certain degree, but was that emotion so strong that over time, with that emotion of what happened, it's like that window started closing down. But you know, on a computer, when you close a window, you have this little horizontal bar up in the corner of your window there. And if you click on it, it closes that window down. But actually, if that computer was an analogy of the brain, you would know that that program is still running. It's still running inside that computer. It's still going. You close the window, but it's still running. It's still working, and it's still there. So instead of just closing that window down and letting it still run, I'm going to show you how you can hit the X and close it out completely so it doesn't run anymore. And yeah, could you bring it back up? You could if you wanted to. Is the emotion going to still be there? Well, we hope not, because the EFTs will really take care of it by just doing that. But this is the one thing that you can do. You have to forgive whatever it is. And you can just do this. In all my hypnosis now, I'm implementing this in all my hypnosis, but I start my hypnosis by simply saying, we're going to start with forgiveness so that you can be at peace with the world and everyone in it. In your mind, shout it out to the universe as if you mean it with all your heart. I forgive anyone and everyone that has ever caused me any harm or pain. I ask them to do that three times to repeat it. And what happens is, you cannot actually hate someone. So to say, oh, I hate that person, you just don't understand what they did to me. You don't understand what they've done. You know, you're still alive. But if you hang on to that hate, you're going to do yourself more harm, because it is impossible to hate someone. To hate someone means you cannot forgive them. And if you cannot forgive them, that means you're hanging on to a grudge, which means that when you hate, it's like drinking poison and hoping the other person is going to get sick. But when you hate someone, you experience all these negative thoughts, these negative feelings, and this manifests into your own body. If you hang on to it long enough, it's going to make you very, very sick. So, let it go. Just let it go. Just forgive them. It doesn't matter. You know what? They can't feel it when you hate them. They don't feel that. Every time you experience those emotions, every time you think all those negative thoughts and bring up that memory, that negative memory of what happened, or experience those negative feelings, it's like drinking another drop of poison within you. So just say, I forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused me any harm or pain. And you can add to that, you know, and make it a real true prayer and say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, I forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused me any harm or pain. And say it until you really mean it. Say it until you feel it with emotion. Say it until you feel really free. Because when you do, and you feel it with emotion, you're going to experience a healing. You will be healed. It is a wonderful healing that you can bring upon yourself. So be good to yourself. So, you're going to forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. And that's a good thing. And then you'll be at peace with the world and everyone in it. But you also need to forgive yourself, because whenever you experience these negative emotions and negative thoughts and words and, oh, I hate that person, and you know what they did to me, and you know what they did, blah, blah, blah. You know what? We don't care. Nobody cares. Because nobody cares what anybody ever did. Nobody ever cares what anybody ever had. You know, it just doesn't matter. The only thing that really ever matters, the only thing that people ever remember, is how you made them feel. So, how are you making yourself feel? You're making yourself feel sick. You're not being good to yourself. So the next thing I say is, now we're going to forgive yourself. So, even in my hypnosis, I will ask you to silently in your mind shout it out to the universe like you mean it with all your heart. Just phrases. And I ask that, and I leave blank spaces in there, and I ask that you fill in those blank spaces with your own name. And you simply say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You're telling yourself you love yourself. You're asking yourself to forgive yourself. You're telling yourself, please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. And I've had people in my sessions say that when they said that, it was kind of a weird feeling when they said that. They were telling themselves, I love you, please forgive me, please forgive me. And when they say that, they said they felt a little strange saying it at first. And then when it got done, they said that when they said it the third time, they were really saying it with real emotion inside them, like they really meant it, and they really wanted to mean it. And they said, and this is not uncommon, tears just poured down their face. They said it was a relief. It was a real healing. And when people have that, they're healing themselves. This is one of the universal laws that you can start living more abundantly. And just tell yourself, it doesn't really matter. You know what? It doesn't matter if they sold your most prized possessions. They're just material things. You're not going to take them with you. For eternity, it doesn't matter. And we have a life for eternity. So what goes around comes around, and when you start forgiving people, other people will start forgiving you, and you will start living more abundantly. So forgive everyone, and every time you think of something that someone did or someone did something to you, say it again and keep in mind that person or whatever it is that they did. Every single time, make a list. You know what? When I started doing that, I started making a list. I forgave everyone that ever caused me harm or pain. I truly did. I don't have any grudges. I don't hate anything. I don't have any grudges or ill will towards anyone. And I am at peace with the entire world, especially myself. And I can truly say I love my life. And if you can't say that, just keep saying it. I love my life. I love my life. Until you say it with emotion, until you feel it. And one day you're going to wake up and you're going to really mean it. And it's going to become the truth. And I'm not getting through this on time-wise nearly as fast as what I thought I would. But I wanted to start with forgiveness because that's one of the things that you truly do need to do to actually heal and live life more abundantly and start being good to yourself. The next thing I'm going to talk about is it's called different, it has different titles depending on which reference you're looking at, but some people will call it the law of believing and knowing. Some call it the law of thought. This is, again, a universal law. And I say this many, 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 many times, and you're going to hear it many more times. In the law of thought, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. And that's really what it's based on. Now, the whole idea, the whole reason for this 12-part program is so that you can learn to control your thought process, so you can learn to think and control the life without, we call it. That's the life around you, your environment, your consequences, everything, conditions around you, everything is based upon the reflection of the world within you. As within, so without. As above, so below. So, this what I'm going to call the law of thought. I feel that it's more commonly used than the law of believing and knowing. And also another one, it might be called the law of consciousness. And also the law of divine oneness. But we're going to call it the law of thought. And in this law of thought, or you can call it the law of believing and knowing, is exactly what this is about. We're going to teach you that if you can believe something, it will come to be. Whatever you can believe and conceive, it will come to be, or your mind will achieve it. So a belief occurs when you have completely imagined something in the greatest detail. If you cannot really believe it's never going to really happen, it's only going to be wishful thinking, right? But in order to put this belief into an actual belief that you can conceive it and believe it, then in order to activate this visualize it in your life, then you have to start by learning how to create the belief. When there is something that you want, something that you really, really desire, you listen to your thoughts. And by the way, I will stop here, and I hate to get out on a real tangent here and do this to you again, but you know that I do hypnosis, and I do a lot of it. And especially on myself, I do it every night. But when you pray, I just want you to notice that when you pray, realize that you're talking to God. However, what most people don't realize is that your every word is a prayer. So upon that note, you need to realize that your every word, that means everything that you say, is actually noted in for eternity. When you say something, you can talk to a person in the utmost confidence, and even if they never say anything, let's say you talk, you think, you believe this or that, it doesn't matter even if you don't tell anyone. You can talk to people who have the gift of prophecy, and they already know that. Because how do they know that? Because we're all directly connected with that higher consciousness and that higher self. We are all connected. And a person who has the gift of prophecy says, God tells me these things. Well, you know, if you sit there and say, well, I hate this person and that person, but nobody knows it. I'm not going to let anybody know it. Well, God knows it. And that person that had the gift of prophecy just brought it up, you know, and you think, well, even your deepest, darkest secrets are a secret. There are no such thing as secrets. There are no such thing as a secret in this world. Okay. I know I'm getting off on this tangent here, but I want you to realize that your every word is a prayer. So realizing that, let's all start thinking and speaking very positively. And I think that I'm just going to stop focusing on some of the things that I have been focusing on that I've been kind of surprised about, which is some of Obama's actions and some of the things he's done. I'm just going to have to let it go, and I'm just going to focus on the next 30 days. You will not see me forward any emails on Obama for the next 30 days. I'm going to wear the rubber band because I've been really getting into some of this information on Obama and some of the more negative things that he's done or doing or is going to do. And so for the next 30 days, let's just all wear the rubber band and focus on nothing but the positive. Speak nothing but positive words, thinking positive thoughts. And of course, we cannot be completely 100% immune to negative thoughts and feelings. But when you do have a negative thought or a negative word, then simply replace it immediately with something positive. Because a positive word or words is like 1,000 times more powerful than a negative word. So based upon that, know that when you speak, it's a prayer. However, when you meditate, you are listening to God. When you meditate, if you don't meditate, I'm asking that you start meditating. If you don't know how to meditate, it's as simple, it can be as simple as sitting down in your home in a very quiet space where there's no TV, no music, no background noise or anything, and just get into a nice, quiet place and focus on your breathing and take some very nice, deep, but comfortable breaths. And when you're doing that, tap on your fingers 3 to 5 times. Just depends on how deeply you inhale. But just tap, counting with your fingers, tapping slowly as you inhale, then with your lungs full of oxygen, tap again, like to 1, 2, 3, or to 5, whichever is comfortable for you, as you hold that oxygen in your lungs, while you're tapping your fingers and counting comfortably, and then exhaling again, counting. Try to do that 10 times, thinking no thoughts, just focusing on your breathing in and holding it and breathing out, keeping your mind totally blank until you see what it is that comes into your mind. You're going to focus totally on your breathing. That's meditating, and meditating is listening to that higher power within, higher power, which may be God, call it whatever you want, but it is listening. Praying is talking. Okay, I'm sorry I got off on that tangent, but I did want to bring that up. That is going to be one of your exercises for this week I want you to do. Besides wearing the rubber band, you have 3 things you're doing now. Wear the rubber band on your wrist to not think or speak or talk about anything negative, and you'll post your signs through the house. That's the second thing. Focus on 1 or 2 of your goals or desires, whatever it is, wherever it is that you go through life. You'll post the signs along the way to keep your mind focused in your thoughts. And the third thing is I want you to meditate at least once a day, if it's only for 10 minutes. 10 minutes out of that busy day. Don't wait until it's so late at night that it's time to go to bed and go to sleep, where you just fall asleep. And actually, you may do that. It's a great way to go to sleep. But if you do that, I'll tell you what, you won't lose any sleep. It will send you into a deep REM sleep pretty quickly. Okay, back to the law of thought. We're running out of time. On the law of thought, you first have to know how to create the belief, okay? To create that belief means you're going to create a very clear and complete image. And another thing that really helps you to do this is your, whether it just be signs or notes or affirmations that you're going to post through your house, on the bathroom wall, on the kitchen cupboard, on the door, in the car, in the bathroom, in the garage, at work. Okay, you're going to keep, if you post these signs, you're going to find that it's going to keep your mind focused to what it is that you really want to go. So you're going to use all of your senses in creating this image. And by using those signs again, you can imagine things much easier, whatever it is that you want to create here, your desire. Then I gave you one example. For example, if it is that you want a new vehicle, you do not worry about or even wonder where it's, how you're going to get it. You're not going to wonder how you're going to afford it or anything else. You're just going to simply, if that is your desire of object, your object of desire, then you would post your pictures of that vehicle, maybe some pictures of the interior. You're going to imagine how it smells, how it feels, how it looks, how it sounds. Get all of the senses involved. It becomes more real. The more detail that you put in there, the more real it becomes. The more signs that you put up along the way in your path through life, the more focused you're going to become. You're not going to be able to forget about it. People might even ask you, what's that? Oh, that's the new car I'm getting. I'm planning on getting right away. I'm getting this car. Keep it in the present tense when you talk about it. I'm getting this car. When? Right away. I guarantee you it'll be so much easier for you to believe that you're going to have this, and it will become more of a reality the more detail that you put in. The more detail that you put in, the more real it becomes. The more real it becomes, the more easier it's going to be for you to believe it. And sooner or later, some of you will do this very quickly, and some of you it's going to take some time. But the mind will soon be able to conceive it and believe it, and it will come to be. If you have difficulty in believing something, it's only going to remain wishful thinking rather than a strong, firm belief. So the law of believing and knowing is really giving you an idea that you can really accept it within yourself. It becomes a reality within you, and it starts becoming more and more real all the time. We are going to have to actually quit on this. We're not fine. I think I just went a little bit over last week, which I'm sorry I did that. And then on two, I was trying to talk too fast and jam in as much as I possibly could, and I probably should not have done that. I will say that you have three exercises I want you to do, and I want to let you know, too, that my email address is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. I would like to get some input, get some feedback from you, and see how you're doing with your exercises and how things are progressing along the way. If you don't want to tell me what your goal or your desire is, that's fine, and you don't have to. If you want to, that'd be great. I will not talk about it or tell anyone the feedback unless you want me to tell, and would not do it without your permission. I would say that. But my email again is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And by the way, I have some new videos on YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen, you'll go to my new channel, and I have in there some basic information about hypnosis and what you need to know to be a good subject. Also, a brief history, which is very interesting, about hypnosis. I even have a free hypnosis where you can go in there and get the free hypnosis. You can follow that. It's for to achieve perfect and radiant health. Also on there is a little test to see if you are hypnotizable. Take the little test to see if you're open to suggestion. And another one on there. Let's see, I can't think what else is on there, but just go to the YouTube and you can see my videos. In the meantime, I want you to work on, and that's really, I guess, your fourth exercise that we've added in there, is to start working on forgiveness, forgiving anyone and everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. Every time you think of someone that caused you any harm or pain, I want you to use that affirmation and go over it and say it with real emotion. Say it as if you mean it. Say it again 3 times. I forgive everyone and everything. And you might even state that person's name. Use it as a prayer if you want to. But you will find that when you do that and you focus on whatever it is that you're forgiving that person for, or whatever that thing is, or person, use their name, you're going to find yourself healing each and every time. You're going to start living life more abundantly. And then we talked about the law of forgiveness tonight. We also talked about the universal law of thought. And so you need to know that in your every waking moment, you are creating or altering your future. Our lives are a product of our thoughts, our visualizations, our intentions, our emotions, our feelings, our beliefs, our attitudes, our expectations, and what we will or what we will not allow ourselves to experience. So our lives are a product of our spoken words and our physical actions. And upon that note, I think we're going to stop right there. And need to know, you also need to remember that your attitude is everything. Happiness is a choice, and happiness comes from within. One of Bob Proctor's quoted sayings here, which I like, he says, thinking creates an image. Image controls feelings. Feelings cause actions, and actions create results. That comes from Bob Proctor. Upon that note, we are going to end, and I thank you for joining me. Goodbye.